weren't already recording. I just had a really good joke about the Cheetos.
The Cheetos?
The bag of toes. And that wasn't being recorded?
And then no. Tyler was...
Repeat it.
Well, he said...
No.
All right, I'll
I've killed
it. I'm not killing it.
Well,
I'm
no,
bringing
nobody's
it back
heard
like,
it yet.
I'm
once. You can just
resuscitating
the bitch. Yeah,
kill,
just bring it
kill
back.
Kill me.
No. No, he was like, oh, you know, like Cheetos... Because cheesy toes. I eat cheesy toes. My name's Tyler
McCaffrey.
That's
a disgusting way to compare a snack that you like eating, though.
You just made my funny joke even more unfunny.
I know. That was my goal.
Was it funny to begin with, though?
It wasn't.
Yes! You fucking laughed when I said it. I was like, that's a bag of toes. And you were like, oh,
Yeah, but
I think that's
it took me like a good like 5 seconds to understand what you mean, though.
You
I,
like,
think, I don't think that's
I
on
saw,
me.
I saw
I think,
your belly moving.
Oh, you did. Oh,
the problem
well,
with this whole
can't
thing
hide
is
it
that
anymore, then.
The Cheetos we are discussing are regular Cheetos, which everyone knows those are the lesser of all different flavored Cheetos. So, if anything, that should be the real discussion.
It's still good.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying
no,
it's the lesser.
No, you straight up are.
What are
okay,
y'all's favorite?
Actually,
what's y'all's favorite Cheetos?
Jalapeno,
the
hands
regular?
Down.
I like jalapeno, no. But I like Flamin' Hot.
Flamin'
See,
Hot.
See, of course
Flamin'
Omar's,
Hot all the way.
Of course Omar's going to come
Dude,
up here
and
be like the regular.
And then you get the ones with the hint of lime.
Oh, those are fucking... Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are
but then they have the Flamin' Hot Cheeto Puffs.
Those are good, too. Like and then the Flamin' Hot Cheetos Hot Fries are good, too. And we've never tried the...
Wait, Flamin' Hot Cheeto Hot Fries?
Yes. The yeah. fry ones.
The fry ones, yeah.
Oh, those are. I like those better
Wait,
than
actual,
the actual,
actual
ones.
Fries?
The hot fries.
Well, no, they're like they're hot fry versions of.
They're like straws.
Cheetos.
Oh, okay.
No, they're not.
Oh. And we haven't tried the popcorn ones. Or
Ooh,
I have
tried the popcorn
so
ones.
Are they good?
Really, really, so good.
Ooh. Okay, anyway, we need to get off of this Cheeto topic because. Even though, I mean, I feel like everybody probably appreciates our take on Cheetos.
On Cheetos?
And the funny thing is, I'm pretty sure we've talked about Cheetos in past podcasts.
Well, Cheetos is like our thing. Oh, we did, because
oh, yeah.
they ran out of Cheetos.
Yeah. It's been on our mind a lot lately.
Where was that at? Was that at New York? In New York?
Yeah, New York.
Yeah it was.
All those New Yorkers out there.
It's a scary
thought. Probably don't like what we're saying.
New Yorkers.
New York. I can't do a New York
New York.
At all.
That wasn't very good. New York.
Can anybody do a good New York accent?
Grab the car keys. No.
No. He tries and he's like,
What's
no.
funny is that's how my mom talks.
Wait, really? Is she from New York?
No. She's,
oh.
No.
She just chooses to talk like that?
It sounds closer to Chalmette.
My mom
York.
Just has a very yaddy accent.
Yaddy. Why don't you explain to people what yaddy means?
I guess no one would understand what that means.
It's like a mix between a person and a Yeti.
So like,
yeah. Like, is that a thing?
No, it's like my mom.
I made that up.
My mom, like, like whenever there's an R in something, she'll say it like a W. Like, my mom, I've never heard my mom say car. She says, like,
car?
Yeah. She's never
Wait,
called
Tyler,
me.
Like, in the car.
I mean, it's not that bad, but.
Then she go, like, Tyler.
Yeah, she's never called me by, like, my actual pronounced name.
Wait, how'd she say the word raw?
Raw.
That's probably the one
well,
natural
like
word.
Well, it's like already got a W.
Yeah,
so.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the R.
Oh, like wall?
No,
okay,
I think
no.
it's at the end
it
of...
Start, wall.
It has to end with an R, yeah. right? I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
So anyway, hello everybody, and welcome to another episode of Miss the Bus. So this is our big 1-0.
10
episodes. Thanks for sticking with us this entire time so you could hear us talk about Cheetos for 15 minutes. But so this is just our weekly show where we talk about movies and any type of news that we think is relatively interesting that we think everybody would want to hear about.
Relatively.
So,
what was that?
Relatively.
You know, I freaking try.
Tyler's whispering sweet nothings into my ear.
But he's technically whispering to everyone's ears.
But since it's going into the headphones, it's going to everyone's ears.
That's true. I didn't even think
Ooh,
about
the
that.
Whole interworld, you just whispered it into.
Oh.
Anyway, though, so yeah, this is where we talk about news and stuff that, like, actually is interesting. So you can find us on...
Not this week.
Yeah, no, I think this is kind of...
You think
it's all right?
We got some... Yeah.
What was that?
I think
we got some...
We got vomit, apparently. So, but anyway, you can find us on...
Tell me.
iTunes and Twitter and SoundCloud.
Tell me again.
iTunes, you can find us at Miss the Bus.
iTunes and Twitter
One more time.
And SoundCloud. Oh, on iTunes and Twitter and SoundCloud.
Wait, what was that? Chicken, a pizza.
Anyway, though, you can find us at Miss the Bus on iTunes and SoundCloud. Twitter, it's Miss the Bus Pod. Facebook, Miss the Bus. Pretty much... Just
no,
like,
Patrick, for breakfast, a chicken, a pizza.
Oh, I forgot we're quoting SpongeBob.
That's what we do.
Always.
Do the sound. Do the boing, 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 yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. You know, we never do the end of that because it keeps going.
Yeah, just keep.
Anyway,
I was adding like a little.
We keep getting sidetracked, and we haven't even introduced ourselves yet. So
I'm not even here.
Hey guys, I'm one of your hosts, Bailey, and then to the left of me, we got
this left to the right.
I'm Skyping in today from England, from Australia. I'm excited to be with you today. From Australia, they changed my voice too.
I feel like this is offensive.
Shrimp on the Bobby.
It's not. I love Australian people.
How many do you know?
A few.
I work with one.
I've met.
Wow.
I think I've met an Australian person before.
I have not.
Australian people listen to our.
Wait, you went from a few to I think I've met.
I've met at least one. Also, I think we have some people in Australia that listen to our podcast.
Yeah, we do.
I literally just said I work with one, so I think she told her family about
See?
It.
Aww. See? I'm justified.
They don't sound like
stop. You sound like you got something stuck in your
Anyway, anyway, who else we got with us? Go ahead.
I'm Tyler. Glad to be here today.
All right, boy.
Omar. Also glad to be here today.
I'm going to make that every time Tyler introduces himself, I'm just going to like repeat the today.
Because you do that every time.
Today.
I'm trying to get like a trademarked thing.
I need to get a better one. Australian.
Mine's always just glad to be here today.
That's what you're choosing to have your trademark. It's today. Just glad to be here today.
But what more is there to say?
There's not much more to say.
Yeah. I feel like there's a little more
happy
to say.
Be here. Glad to be here. It'll change between the two. But the today will always be constant.
Constant.
I'm a fan of that. Respect.
Yeah, I guess I respect it. Yeah. Wow, could you hear it in my voice how much I respect that?
And the way you like moved as you said it, you were like.
Yeah, you're just like, okay, I respect it. I got it.
Wow.
She kind of like, she flailed her hand a little bit as like a huh.
In my defense, I flail my hands a lot. I don't know why. I just like to speak with my hands.
There was a point in my life where I thought maybe I don't use my hands enough when I talk. Because when you talk with your hands, you look and sound more confident, in my opinion.
You do. And when you're saying something that's...
It's funny because you hadn't been talking with your hands this whole time, and then when you're saying that, you started
Because my hands are underneath the table. Yeah.
Right, and when you're announcing something that like you want people to be kind of like excited about, you like put your hands together. And,
It looks better when you talk with your hands.
Show, not tell.
You know? It's like when you see people talk like in front of crowds, they talk with their hands because it's...
Or show and tell.
I was going to say, explain what show not tell means.
It's like, well, I'm explaining it wrong.
It's like, show and don't tell.
I can't think of the word that to use your hands for.
I don't know, but you keep putting them together like a fucking crab. And like a
baby do cradle.
Did y'all ever like have people come up to you in school and they'd like do, I can't remember what
here's
they do,
the
but
church,
they'd
get decked
the
in the
fucking face. Yeah, and then you'd open it up and like, here's the baby's poop beetle or something. I don't know.
Nope, that's not it.
No, I don't know what school you went to.
There's something that like, and then they would turn their hands and they'd be like, this is the baby's shit. And I'd be like,
the
fuck.
Baby's shit? I don't know what you're talking. I don't know. Did they have actual baby shit in their hands?
No, that's why it didn't make any sense. They're stupid. I don't know why they did that to me in school.
I just am confused as to why they'd be like, here's the church, here's the steeple, open it up, baby
and
shit.
Baby shit.
Baby shit comes out.
You can see why I'm so confused so, when I was
I'm
a kid.
So, like...
Dude, that this happened.
I don't understand.
I wish I could find those little kid fucks that did that to me.
And throw actual baby shit at them. Okay, all right. Let's, you know what? We're going to dive on into the news. The news. Oh, you weren't doing that.
I don't remember what I did.
That was like really close to how it was last time, actually. All right, wait. Ready? Go.
Well, now there's no way.
It's time for the news. Beep, boop, ba da beep.
No, that was way too
that
much.
Was like 100%.
That was 100%
copyright.
Mario.
Eat it, ooh. No, because it's in my voice. It would make it like... If it sounds different, it can't be like...
Well, you can definitely say it. I'm just saying
iTunes
that can't
be like,
our...
fuck this boy.
They come hunting.
Fuck this Mario boy.
All right.
Whatever, news.
Moving on to the news. Omar, you want to roll this one in?
Yeah, let me roll this one in.
Roll a big old fatty for us.
What?
Like did it fuck?
Like what a start. All right. I like that.
Is it unfucked now?
Yeah.
I Sorry, we're having... Okay, it's good. Technical. Go ahead.
Okay.
Missed what I just said, so...
Yeah, let's just ignore it.
I'd rather not know.
I'll just hear it later.
So yeah, we got some news on the standalone Joker movie. Not
right.
The Jared Leto one, but the Joaquin Phoenix. And just to be clear, the Jared Leto movie is like in current time. It's not like a Origins or anything, right?
I think it is.
That would make is it? That wouldn't make sense. If they're doing a Joaquin
Did
Phoenix.
Did they ever actually say?
Maybe they just
They haven't,
haven't said yet.
Much about it yet.
I think
but,
they just announced that they were both happening.
Okay, because obviously the Joaquin Phoenix one isn't in the current DC universe,
no.
But
right,
the Jared Leto one is. Which for me, I guess it would make sense if it's a spinoff from like Suicide Squad, not really an origin movie, because why would they do two?
Well, it's definitely going to be a spinoff of it, but it could still be
they
an origin
don't
story.
Know.
They don't know. They don't know what the fuck they're
Those
doing.
Those boys.
Those
don't
DC
know.
People out there.
So the news is it's gonna focus on, you know, the character becoming the actual Joker, like you know, a failed comedian, whatnot. It's
killing
gonna be
joke.
Right, right. They're mostly gonna take elements from that, which right. I think is cool. We'll see how they do it though. It really depends on how they do it. But it's from what it looks like, they're planning to start somewhere around September. Start production and everything, which is awesome because that's pretty soon.
And Martin Scorsese is a part of
it. Yeah, yeah,
he's a
which
big
automatically
part of it.
Makes it like better.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it gives me hope. But yeah, and it's gonna be set somewhere, I believe, in the 80s, maybe like mid 80s.
All these
or
movies
something.
Have been being set in the 80s.
Right,
and
like
I'm
Wonder Woman.
It.
It's a trend.
Yeah. I'm digging it though.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know. And location wise, I believe it's gonna be New York, or from what the set photos look like, or whatever the leaked details.
In the Killing Joke, when they do all the flashbacks, does that happen in Gotham or is it another city? It's got to be in Gotham,
it's
right?
It's in Gotham, yeah. Yeah.
Wait, Mary just texted us in all caps going, I didn't know there was going to be a Jared Leto Joker
and
movie.
That was last week.
You didn't know that? Really? That got announced a few weeks
back.
Ago.
He's back.
If no one knew, Mary's like the biggest fan of Jared Leto in the world.
He's producing it.
Oh yeah,
he's gonna start.
Well, okay,
and
starring
produce
and
it.
Producing.
Yeah. Quick question for you guys: what would you like? What would you rather, a Jared Leto movie or a Joaquin Phoenix movie?
Oh, Joaquin taking, Phoenix movie for
okay,
sure.
Okay, taking it to okay, listen.
Because of Suicide Squad.
Okay,
because of the circumstances surrounding everything.
It's because I don't think you want to explore any more of that in the DCU. I think it's more interesting to explore it in like its own separate thing.
I get that. Like, I would obviously prefer a Joaquin Phoenix too, but at the same time, I feel like you can't even compare these two movies. They're going to be so completely the same character,
right.
Just like so completely different.
No, I'm not saying to compare. I'm saying which would you rather, if you had to pick one, just because I don't know if they're planning to continue with the whole DC, like the current DC universe.
Yeah. Well, it depends on what would fit better in the universe they've created so far anyway.
That's right.
I like Joaquin Phoenix more as an actor, but Jared Leto could be great if the circumstances were actually good, but the circumstances around the DC stuff isn't
very
good.
Well, that's the thing. Even giving him reign to like make this movie all about him, and he's probably going to be like acting-wise great in it, he's still got to like fit into the whatever the DCU is doing now, which who knows what that is. It's weird.
Well, I don't know.
I just don't think... If you want to fix this universe, I don't think your next step is, hey, let's make this Jared Leto Joker movie. Because Suicide Squad was the most popular.
Well, I mean, what's the next movie that's... Like, after Aquaman, I know some recent
Shazam,
news...
and then they still got... Wonder
some recent
Woman.
News came out about Flash that, you know, they're taking a different direction, and it's going to be, like, a lighter movie.
I do not care about Flash
I don't either. That's
point.
The thing. I don't care about Ezra Miller.
I don't care about any of it except for Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
That actually, everything's like around that looks cool.
Did y'all see all the pictures that they've been posting for it?
Everything looks cool about that. So yeah. I'm looking
I don't know. I still care about these characters. I just want the movies to be good.
I'm really glad that they're going with, like you said, like the whole 80s vibe with Wonder Woman. Because, I mean, they could have easily made, like Wonder Woman 2 could have easily been like a current movie.
I think because of how bad Justice League has done. And just how fucked the whole DC timeline is right now, I think they just want Wonder Woman to stay as separate as it can.
Yeah, see, and I like
that. So they do that by just saying like this is still going to take place before.
Right, and that's the thing. I don't need like a second Wonder Woman movie to have like somebody like Flash or Aquaman appear. Like I want her own movie again.
They don't want to taint it with that.
So
at
that's
this point,
fine. Yeah, that's more than fine. So anyways, moving on.
Yeah, no. I mean, well, first of all, I am really excited about the Joaquin Phoenix movie, but...
I am too, yeah.
How many times have we said this? How upset we are with DC and what's been going on with it? I mean,
I know, we're just...
It's like a broken record at this point.
DC has
failed
us.
So you see all the news that they bring out about it because they're trying to get people hype. And
Omar,
just,
you're like me. You've liked a good bit of these movies.
I've liked Batman vs. Superman a lot. Man of Steel a lot. Justice League was a disappointment.
Yeah, I liked Man of Steel a lot too.
Justice League for me was a disappointment. I mean, it's got some redeeming things, but not enough to where I could say like, dude, I watched it again the other day. A lot worse than what I remember.
We watched it, we all like super, super enjoyed
it. I did. Once again, second view.
It was like fun in the theaters,
not
but once
so much.
You like leave it and you start thinking about the movie, you're like,
I'm telling you guys, the second watch, not worth it, man. I was like,
I don't know,
forcing it.
Okay. Yeah. But anyway, moving on. Yeah. So the new trailer for the live action Dumbo movie dropped this week.
Oh.
And did you watch it?
Nope.
Because we watched it, I think, right before you came over. But
it looks so cool.
It
looks good.
Tim Burton's making the new Dumbo movie. And
it's not animated or anything, right?
No, it's live action.
Oh, dude.
And it's got like Danny DeVito, Colin Farrell.
Oh, no worries.
Yeah.
Michael Keaton.
And this is like the first time Tim Burton, Michael Keaton, and Danny DeVito are all together since Batman. Awesome. Mm-hmm. So it's like kind of exciting to see.
Are they
that.
Playing actual like people or are they playing characters?
They're like circus people.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotcha.
It's all like, it's like this, the animated movie. It's all based around the circus and everything. It's actually, it seems like it's going to be a really sad movie, which the technically Dumbo is a sad movie. Right. So
I don't know. I already think from this trailer it looks better than what he did with the Alice movies.
Oh, yeah.
Already the costume designs and everything looks way better because Alice was too over the top and that's why I hated it.
Well, this trailer was also a pretty good trailer too.
Yeah, it looks
good. I liked it a lot and I like the music they used.
Dumbo's also, isn't, like, Dumbo's a very short movie too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I'm curious as to how much he can really, how much new stuff he'll put in.
Well,
into
whenever
it.
I heard that this was being made, I was kind of confused of how they were going to do that. But the elephant, like, doesn't look as bad as I thought it would.
I love the way he looks.
Yeah, he looks great.
He's got big old eyes.
I was like nervous about that, but it actually looks really good. I don't know. Cool. I'm excited for it, but I also don't want to be sad. And Dumbo's such a sad movie. But I think it's set to release March of 2019.
Yeah.
So, like, March?
Mm-hmm. March 29th.
Wow, that's kind of close.
So technically,
yeah, I didn't even realize it was that soon.
Because I thought that's the beginning
of
next year.
Yeah, that'll be here before we know it.
So technically, it's the 28th then, because I mean, if it comes out a night before, right?
I'm really hyped for that.
That's how it works.
I'm the most.
You know, March 28th is an important.
Oh, that's my birthday.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Damn,
I didn't know where you were going with that.
Dang,
I
had a little Dumbo toy when I was a kid too.
Oh.
There you go.
My life's coming full circle now.
Full circle.
It is.
I'm the most hyped for the Winnie the Pooh live action though.
Dude, okay, right before The Incredibles, trailer came on.
Trailer.
Yeah, and the guy right by me goes like, "Son, we don't need this shit." I was like, what the
fuck?
This dude, mind you, this dude's probably like mid-20s, late-20s, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I mean, like, you're going to see The Incredibles. There's a bunch of kids, right?
Oh, so he was just upset that it was showing like trailers like that?
Right.
Well, yeah.
And I'm thinking, like, what do you expect? You know, like, are you fucking stupid? Yeah, anyways.
Did you tell him any of that?
I turn around.
And then you stood up and fought him in the middle of the
I turn around and I was like, "Bleh." And then I turned back around. I was like, fuck it.
I think Winnie the Pooh is going to work the same way that Toy Story 3 works. Because Toy Story 3 was about, you know, Andy had grown up and it's like, you know, but these are still his toys.
Yeah, it's going to strike the same chords probably.
And I love that shit. I can't fucking wait.
I really just hope. I mean, I think it's going to be great.
I know what you're saying.
Because the first trailer or the first teaser was so good. And I still think the new one's really good too. But I think some of the stuff where like they're actually back in the real world and they're like driving around. Yeah. I hope they don't focus too much on the crazy, like the characters like smashing on windshields and stuff. You know what I mean?
I think the reason they did that was to show that I think it's going to be still emotional.
They're trying to make it
core,
a fun movie too.
But
though.
It's going to have like all the Pooh movies have fun and silly moments. So I think they're just kind of trying to show half and half.
Right.
I still think at its core, it's going to be a really emotional movie.
I think all these live action movies that are going to be coming out like this are going to all be really good, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I loved Beauty and the Beast. It was one of my favorite movies last year.
It was really good. I did like that one.
I mean, I've watched it like 4 times.
But yeah, so Dumbo. Dumbo's flying into theaters.
Here we go. Here it comes.
That was a good one.
Flying into a theater near you.
That's what I was about to say.
I know.
Okay.
You
so anyway,
have.
Well, I tried, and then Tyler goes, "Here we go," because I gotta throw my puns in. But anyway, so moving on.
So in apparently this next one, Jurassic World: The Fallen Kingdom has come out in China, and it's absolutely crushing over there.
They always do.
Yeah,
those big monster movies.
But yeah, apparently it made $34 million its opening night, which is crazy. That's great for Jurassic World, but it also comes dangerously close to The Last Jedi's entire like haul
that's
over
crazy.
The its entire run, which is I think 42.
That is
insane. But the Star Wars movies never do well over there.
I think The Force Awakens did semi well though. I think this trend kind of started with The Last Jedi and Solo.
The Force
for
Awakens
sure.
was a monster of a movie. First Star Wars in over 10 years, so. Right. Yeah.
That's
or probably, in 10 years.
Yeah, so it's a mixture of that, just like drawing people in that hadn't seen Star Wars in forever. But yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting.
I mean, The Force Awakens still made $700 million more than The Last Jedi.
Right.
The Last Jedi still made $1.3 billion, but Force Awakens made $2 billion.
Right, well, there's this whole thing.
I was kind of upset when I saw The Last Jedi didn't do as well.
We kind of knew it wouldn't, though, you know?
See, I didn't until the fan reaction was kind of bad, or like half the fan reaction was bad. What happened was people that probably saw it once probably didn't go back to see it. Like the people that didn't like it.
Well, yeah, because you have to think with The Force Awakens, people rewatch that movie.
Multiple people would go and see it more
like
than
three
one.
Or four
right,
times.
Exactly.
Yeah, so
which,
that
for this one, it was just like one time and they were done.
Right.
Which is sad, but
we saw it about what, like 4 times?
Yeah, I think we did see it 4 times
I saw
in theaters.
I saw it 4 times.
Yeah,
I think I only saw it 3 times in theater.
No, because
I saw it 3 times. Who cares?
I saw once. I saw once by myself without y'all. Like one Maybe late, it was just really late them. One night.
Yeah, but so yeah, that's interesting. I'm excited for Jurassic World: Fallen Kingdom. I am too. Though, so.
I think this movie is gonna be so fun.
I might get on a plane, and go to China, and just watch it.
I think it's
help back. Them out.
Yeah. I think it's gonna be really.
I can't
fun.
Keep waiting.
I mean, I don't
wait. I mean, it comes out this week, right?
Yeah, but you know, you can I'll right? see it today.
Are we gonna review it?
Yeah,
well, hell
yeah.
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 Stay tuned.
Stay tuned
don't,
for that review.
Don't hold your breath. That'll be next week.
You want me to do this next one?
Yeah, yeah. Go on to
that. All right. So John Lasseter, who is the head... I don't know if he was the founder of Pixar, but he was the head of Pixar. He directed movies like Toy Story, Bug's Life.
Right.
I think Cars 2. He's done a lot of stuff.
Let's leave Cars 2 out.
His name is literally on every single Pixar movie that's come out. But 7 months ago, he stepped down for, I don't know, sexual misconduct, I guess you could call it. But they worded it to like inappropriate, like touching and hugging.
It was creepy.
Yeah, they kind of like downed it to being not as bad as some other cases that you see. But apparently, John Lasseter will be leaving Disney and Pixar by the end of 2018, which is interesting. Apparently, he's going to stay on as a consultant for now. I don't know what that means for how long for.
That is weird. How long would he even be able to stay? Like, if he's doing this, it's like. Staying on as a consultant, he it's could just funny. Technically do that forever, and nobody would even know.
A lot of people thought Incredibles 2 wasn't going to do as well, just because he was like heavily involved with the movie.
Yeah,
or whatnot.
Mainstream audience.
I was
going to
say a lot
is.
Of people don't even know who John Lasseter is.
That's true.
So
he released his own statement. He said, "The last 6 months have provided an opportunity to reflect on my life, career, and personal priorities. While I remain dedicated to the art of animation and inspired by the creative talent of Pixar and Disney." I decided the end of this year is the right time to begin focusing on new creative challenges. I'm extremely proud of what two of the most important and prolific animation studios have achieved under my leadership, and I'm grateful for all the opportunities to follow my creative passion at Disney. So he's staying on until the end of the year.
Right. Well, in a sense, he had to do this, right? I mean, when you're kind of surrounded by controversy, and even more so when you're ahead of like a children's type animated, you know what I mean? Like, it's Pixar.
Yeah.
It's almost more than anything else that needs to kind of like get rid of that negativity. It's like, obviously, Pixar does.
He knows that like if he just stayed, all it would do is hurt the company. Like, it would only hurt everything that he's like worked so hard to do. So
yeah, as bad as these cases are, though, I think he handled it better than anybody else.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean,
because
we don't know.
Fact that he took the leave of absence like 7 months ago and let it kind of calm down a little bit, and then now he's just like, yeah, I'm done.
Well,
I'm
and out. He probably did it because he was going to see how much it could calm down. Like, could I step away from it and then come
I'm
back?
I'm sure Disney
and
asked him, like, can you just leave?
Right. I'm sure they did. And so, you know, it looks like it happened mutually.
I'm interested to see if on future movies, if his name is still on it. Because his name was all over The Incredibles 2.
Well, I'm sure. So as long as he's around being a creative consultant, his name will be in there. So it'll just be...
Yeah.
It'll be how Executive long they actually producer. Keep him doing that and stuff like that. Yeah.
And apparently the people that are reported to take over would be either... This is what it says. The outlet reports that Frozen's Jennifer Lee and Inside Out's Pete Docter are good contenders to replace him. So.
I thought that Pete Docter was the main one they were looking at.
Well, he probably is, because he did things like Inside Out and Up. I mean, he's been there a very long time.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Like, I think when I was reading about it, I saw that. Right.
But I was reading somewhere else, too, that they could do a joint where it's her, Jennifer Lee, and Pete Docter.
Whatever they end up doing, I think it's going to work out. I know there's, like, people are saying it's not going to be the same without him and stuff like that. And I understand he's been such, like, a creative part of Pixar that's been the reason why movies like Toy Story and The Incredibles and everything are the reason that they are what they are. But I think the whole team at Pixar is so creative, and everything they do there is just on another level. And say what you will about the last few movies, some of them are dip in quality, some of them don't, but audiences love them, obviously. Yeah. I mean, look what The Incredibles did. So I think they're going
to
be fine.
I think it's the most interesting time for him to leave, because the only other movie that they officially have announced on the agenda is Toy Story 4.
And that's the whole reason why it started.
And everything else after that, they're saying, is all original things.
Right. Which is good.
So far.
I like these sequels when they're good.
I do too.
But at the same time, Pixar is so good at creating new shit. So just keep churning out new shit. I mean...
Churn the butter.
I mean, people don't give them enough credit, though, because they have had original things.
Churn the butter.
Because... In the past 4 years or so, we've had Inside Out, Good Dinosaur,
Coco.
I mean, they're there. It's more like they do something new, and then they do some sequels, and then they do something
a little
new.
Foster Home for Imaginary Friends jokes for you.
I got it.
But no, yeah, I know exactly what you mean. They're going to be fine.
See you later, Lassie.
I'm interested to see what new IPs they come out with.
New IPs.
Because whenever they do new movies, they're normally pretty good. I know people are kind of indifferent to The Good Dinosaur, but I liked it.
Well, we were talking about this earlier. I think The Good Dinosaur suffered more from just nobody fucking knowing it was coming out.
They didn't promote it at all.
They didn't promote it at all. And it came out, didn't it only come out a few months after Inside Out? It was, and Inside Out was very well received. So it
came out in November. I remember that.
And I think Inside Out came out over the summer.
Like in June or July.
Yeah. So, and people up until that point, I think, were very used to Pixar movies being like annual releases. Like, oh, what's Pixar's movie going to be for this year? You know what I mean? So that might have been one of the first times they really came out with two.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like one of them was a sequel either. It was like two brand new ones. And they, like you said, they didn't really market it that well. So
no, they didn't. Because I remember...
That's definitely the fault for
it. I remember never seeing very many commercials for it. And even with toys and stuff, there was some stuff, but it wasn't a ton like they do with other stuff.
Yeah.
Which is weird because dinosaurs sell.
Yeah.
Yep.
Either way, though, I mean, we also have moving on to like some stuff that like we can talk a little bit about, but does anybody really care that much, kind of thing?
Nah.
No, I'm kidding. But Geoff Johns also left. Well, not completely. He didn't completely leave DC, but he apparently is leaving to do more of his own thing, producing wise. So that's kind of.
Is he? I mean, is he still going to be producing like DC movies or just like?
I don't think so.
Well,
I think
he's like a completely the Green Lantern.
Yeah,
movie.
He's working on the Green Lantern,
but that's the last one he's doing. Okay. I think.
And he's probably just helping write it
because he actually writes Green Lantern comics. Right. That's where his claim to fame came from.
I gotcha.
That it's saying that he's launching his own production company called Mad Ghost Productions,
and it's gonna do some DC
it's
stuff.
It's more like he's it's saying that he has like more of a hands on role with like writing and
like
producing
that.
Comics,
yeah.
Movies, and like the TV shows, but it's still gonna be DC characters.
Right.
Yeah, cool. So it's not like they were like, get the fuck out of here.
No, it's not anything.
Leave.
It's not like John Lasseter. It's more like he chose like he wanted to do
this,
and he wanted to like take a different step for his like career. Uh-huh. So good on you.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah, I mean, if he wants more freedom to, you know, do what he loves.
Right. So we had
they're all gonna be jumping ship pretty soon.
Jesus, we're not gonna have like anyone.
I wouldn't blame him, honestly, with the way things are going for
what DC. If Ben
Somebody
Affleck just starts running
the next DC.
DC
movie, please.
So many people would hate that.
Like if Ben just took over all of DC entertainment.
I'd be a
like
fan.
I've been saying for months on this podcast, we'll see in like 2 months during San Diego Comic Con, they're gonna have to announce some stuff.
Ben Affleck, we don't need you to be Batman anymore. We need you to run this whole fucking thing.
What if he's like, I'll do it?
I'm in.
Speaking of though, they are gonna be debuting the Aquaman trailer Comic Con, which is in July. I think like July.
Yeah,
I think that movie's gonna be good.
We'll see I do too. Happens. Yeah, yeah. I mean, everything we've heard about it so far, I feel like, has been positive for the most part.
It's gonna at least be weird.
That's, so. I hope it's weird.
It's
I hope
not gonna
it's
be
got,
like,
it's
going to be.
I feel like
in like a
be,
different style than what
it's
they've been
not gonna
doing
be anything,
at least.
Yeah, it's not gonna be anything like we've seen so
James
far in
Wan,
the DC.
He's a good director.
Right, yeah. So I mean, it gives me hope. We'll see.
Yeah, we have that, and then we have a couple other trailers that came out, which I don't know why I watched this, but they had the new Conjuring prequel
I
trailer.
Have the nun.
Wait, it's an actual trailer?
Hello? Have you not seen it?
No, I haven't seen any of these
I'm
trailers.
The nun.
I was about to say, wait, didn't it play before The Incredibles?
But no,
but no,
that
was
before
Tag.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no fucking way they played
yeah,
before
like,
The Incredibles, dude.
They have like all these kids trailers, and then the nun
believe.
Pops
yeah.
up. And the picture they show in the beginning of that trailer is like,
creepy.
That's the creepiest part of
really?
The entire
movie. I hate nun horror movies. They're fucking stupid.
How many nun horror movies are
a
there?
A lot.
Really?
Yes. It's a very common theme and it's always fucking stupid. Sorry if that offends anybody, but it's stupid. It's not interesting. Ooh, a nun.
Ooh, a nun.
It's not interesting at all.
She starts like whipping people with, what do, I don't know.
A belt.
What's the, a habit?
They try to play in like
oh,
this
yeah.
big fucking stereotype of.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
I don't get it either.
It's not. I don't know.
So they had that. They had the Grinch trailer that also released.
I didn't.
Looks
kind of
cool, honestly.
Benedict Cumberbatch. I was like a little weirded out about him being the voice, but I actually think
I
like
it.
It.
Who wrote Ben Cum on
it? I know. I don't like
it. I did.
I don't like that at all.
I was
and she
like
did it with your colors, man.
I was shortening his name, and I realized his name shortened as Ben Cum. So I kept it.
Why? You think people called him Cummy in high school or like in middle school?
I don't
school?
Think so. Let's get away from this.
You know what I mean?
Oh, but they
oh,
also
here comes Ben Cum.
It sounds almost like one name.
Ben
like
Cum?
It's
Ben
just...
Cum.
Ben Cum.
Ben Cum. That actually does.
It's
kind of
growing on me.
I know.
He is British, isn't he?
Yeah.
Very much so.
So, I mean, I think that movie actually kind of looks better than I thought it would.
I think it's going to be good.
Yeah, I think so.
It's a Christmas movie. I can't complain.
No one can.
I'll go see it.
Christmas. Christmas time. Okay, anyway. Anyway, though, we also had an amazing trailer for First Man.
Oh, I have not seen it yet.
It looks
dude,
really
have
good.
You watched like any trailers at all?
No.
No, I
haven't.
You also have not seen Whiplash, have you?
No. Dude, Whiplash is so
it.
Fucking good.
It's straight, it's straight up. It's fucking
it.
Incredible.
But the First Man trailer, it looks like it's going to be amazing.
It does.
And it got Ryan it. Gosling. Ryan Gosling. I mean, the, what a man. The boy
it looks,
can do no
I mean,
wrong.
It looks really good. I didn't realize Damien Chazelle was already doing another movie after La La Land. I didn't realize he had already.
Have y'all seen La La Land?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love really that
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, I like
that.
It's incredible.
Aw.
I didn't,
a lot of people hate it, actually.
Really? I yeah. feel like I've not heard that
yeah,
at all.
Apparently, I've actually read on the internet that lots of people that are very into theater and things like that don't like it.
Why? I guess know. Are they being like super stick up their asses about
anal.
It?
I don't know. And then I remember one
shoved
time
it way up
I was on some yeah, I was on some website one time and I read something where people
what kind of website, boy?
It was a movie, it was a website where you could download movies. I didn't want to just outright say that, but it was a long time ago, and I was reading through the comments.
I don't do that anymore.
Oh yeah, and a whole bunch of people were just commenting like, "Oh, this movie," and this is in quotes, "this movie's cancerous, and the, oh.
cancerous?
The story's so lame, and all this stuff." And I was like, "I don't get
well, that's
that.
The kind of
Jesus." People are.
Yeah, because I guess it's like a love story if you're not into that kind of thing. But it's more than
most
that.
Most movies like that are gonna be like.
Really, I know
most theater like productions and stuff are like that too. Yeah. So
drama.
I really like him and Emma Stone together.
Oh yeah,
oh, yeah they screens. Had great chemistry. Yeah. They were good.
Yeah.
So, who else was in First Man trailer? Like, who's in First Man? Because I know the person that plays Buzz. I can't remember which.
Emil Hirsch was in it, wasn't he? Or am
yes.
I making that up?
No, he's in it. Yeah. But I don't remember who's playing Buzz Aldrin. But it was like somebody...
It was someone...
And somebody I was excited about when I saw it. I can't remember who it
it's
was.
It's on the tip of my tongue. I'll look it up.
Oh, rip it the fuck off. Like, rip it off your tongue, I mean.
What?
Corey Stahl.
Oh!
Yeah. Oh, Jinx.
I like that dude.
Bailey.
I love him. It's Cross from Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. And House of Cards.
But better known probably from House of Cards. Yeah.
I would, dude, I like this guy.
He's also in the Strain, that TV show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He has hair in it.
Every time they show that. A trailer for The Strain, it looks like kind of good. And then you go and read
it's
reviews
over.
And it's like, it's not that
yeah,
good.
Yeah, it is yeah. over.
It was only like three seasons.
Yeah. Yeah, the third one was the last one.
Oh, I also completely forgot. I'm sorry I'm like moving on so quickly. But Ewan McGregor got casted in the like new Shining
yeah,
sequel.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Which I think is... Has everyone seen The Shining? I know Matt has.
Ewan McGregor's having a big resurgence. I mean, I guess he never really went away.
The resurgence.
But he's in a lot of stuff now. And he's going to be in like the Obi-Wan movie when it inevitably happens. And he's in Winnie the Pooh. Or Christopher Robin. And he's going to be in this. And he was in Fargo.
It's because everybody loves him.
And he looks
Give
fucking
the people
good.
What they want.
He does.
He looks fucking younger than me.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not true.
I don't think that's true. But he doesn't look like he's aged at all. That's the
I
weird
think he's
thing.
Gotten better looking with age.
Some people do that, though.
It's incredible.
They age like fine wine, as
yeah.
I hear.
Oh, yeah.
Like Robert Downey Jr.
As they say.
You ever seen him without a beard?
Robert Downey Jr.?
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw him in Civil War.
He's got funny curly hair right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, but they also make him look super,
yeah,
super young.
Super fucking weird.
I forgot about that.
Love you, Dad. Hi, Dad.
Fucking, there's like a feather floating around in here.
Oh, I see
Oh, it's
it.
Right above
it's
you.
From
yeah.
the, it's from this blanket on the
right
table.
There.
What?
Incredibles 2 pre-sale tickets?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, so that's in terms of what? Pixar movies? Animated movies? What?
I think it's animated.
It's animated?
It has to be.
Well, that's still pretty good.
It has to be.
Proud of those boys.
Yeah, the Fandango record for animated movie pre-sale. It blew it out the water.
I feel like it'll
Which
probably...
Which was expected, really.
It'll probably end up being the highest grossing animated movie.
It probably will.
Because what would top it?
I was going to say, the movie...
Frozen. Never mind.
I don't think Frozen was... For pre-sale, though. Oh, we're talking about...
I'm talking about just worldwide box office.
I don't know.
Pre-sale, I mean, this is the movie that people had waited for so
I was
going to
say, when
so
you take
long,
a concept
like,
that people have been waiting for what, like almost 15 14, years?
Yeah, right, I think it was 14
yeah,
years.
14 years. I think it came out in 2004, I think.
That's the most people I've seen at like a Pixar movie in a long time.
Yeah.
What? Oh yeah, I was trying to think of
because when we saw Coco, it was it was crowded, but it wasn't like that. And when I saw Good Dinosaur, I was literally like there was five people in there. Finding Dory, I guess, was crowded when we saw it, but this had a lot of people.
I honestly can't remember, but I felt like Coco was pretty crowded. But I was happy to see that it was crowded for
this
because
for
some reason
I thought
that it wasn't going to do as well as it did for some reason.
Incredibles
2? The Incredible?
Yeah,
really?
I don't know why. Huh. I just was like not expecting people to like.
I mean, that's the thing. Like a lot
the
of children are going
to
want to see this movie, but also Like, you know, well, yeah.
It definitely, like, I feel like parents definitely can enjoy these movies. Oh, 100%. Too, so.
Yeah. If you were a parent that, like, had kids when the first one came out, then and then this one comes out, you know what I mean?
Or if you're super into it.
Or if you were somebody that was at the eight, like us.
Yeah.
There's just so many different age groups that
are
into
it. My parents are super psyched about seeing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my mom loves it because she loves Edna Mode.
Edna.
Darling.
Robert.
Oh, man. Okay, so that's pretty much it we got for the movies this week. Moving on to TV, though. I see, Omar, I think you're first.
All right. Got some news about Lucifer.
Getting saved by God, because he's the devil, get it? And Netflix is God. I'm just saying.
Don't bring up religion.
Wow. Do you think the guy that plays Lucifer, if he believes in God, do you think he would feel bad about playing Lucifer?
No. Because he's getting fucking.
Do you think
paid.
God would be mad at him for playing Lucifer?
Well, God is like, mad. No, I don't understand. Like on the show,
God's in the show. You watch this show?
Yeah,
I didn't know. What?
Like, why would I have it on here?
I don't know. Are you watching stuff on here?
Omar never ceases to fucking amaze and surprise me.
Here's the thing, right?
Yeah,
I no way care about this being renewed, only for the fact that Tom Welling's on it. And he's finally starting to be on the screens again. And I mean, that I love more than anything. And for you guys who don't know, Tom Welling was Clark Kent in Smallville. So, I mean, that's the only reason I support this show now. I did watch it for like the first season and a half. It's got a lot of fans. And I mean, the fact that it was canceled,
well,
I think.
Well, obviously, if it's being saved.
Yeah, the fact that it got canceled in the first place, I think got more people to kind of start watching just to support it. And I mean, it's not a bad show in any way or anything. It's just kind of repetitive for the most part. It's just
how much can the devil really do, you know?
A lot.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah. Anyways,
I saw on Twitter people really happy.
It's
that
like
yeah,
it's a lot like Arrow Jesus. Flash. It's just like the episodes, you know, start getting repetitive. But yeah, it's renewed. It got renewed for season four by Netflix. And I don't want this to become a trend to where a show gets canceled and gets renewed that easily.
Netflix is making their bucks off the fucking.
But what I'm saying is, yeah. But I mean, in this case, I'm kind of happy. Just once again, you know, I get to see my boy Tom Welling on screens, and a lot of people were really happy about it getting renewed. I mean. I didn't really see any negative backlash.
You have to think, when we live in a time where literally if something like that happens, where a show gets canceled, people don't want it to happen, they can just get on the internet and make noise about it, then like a company like Netflix or Hulu that sees that and they're like, oh, I can pick this up and make a shit ton of money off of it if all these people actually really do want it to come back. So I think until like Netflix grabs something like that and then they release it and it's like, oh, well, maybe nobody really wanted it, that it's just going to keep happening like that until...
I don't want that to become a trend. Like you said.
I think it will die off as soon as they just pick a bad one.
Nothing
has
consequences anymore. You know what I mean? Like, if you have a bad TV
She's about to
show,
go on a tangent.
Or if like something isn't getting the ratings it's supposed to be getting, stop giving them second chances. Okay? Because in a sense, I understand.
This is only a couple shows.
I was gonna say that.
No, but
I don't think this is as big of a thing.
I know it's not. I'm just saying, if this is gonna start, like Omar said, to become a trend, then what?
It won't for shows that are bad and don't have a following. Yeah, it's only going to happen with stuff.
It's going to happen for shows that have a following but aren't
they have
big
a following,
enough.
But you, that doesn't make them good.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I feel like a lot of shows this season got canceled. Or I mean, that just might be me.
There are some shows that are just better suited for a platform like Netflix than becoming on network TV, and maybe Lucifer's one of those.
With Lucifer does seem, what I know about that show at least, it does seem like it would be more of a Netflix show anyway.
I do. I mean, that excites me that Netflix picked it up. I do want to see what they do with it. Because, yeah, like I said, I mean, for the most part, those kind of shows, they just kind of get repetitive. And I mean, Lucifer as a character isn't as interesting as like Arrow or Flash. I mean, that's just I'm not even like
the devil is not as interesting as
exactly
Arrow
as a
Flash.
Guy that shoots bows and a guy that's faster than lightning. You know, it's just I don't know. But no, I mean they're just more popular characters when it comes to DC.
I'm just messing,
so
I get what
you're you know, because what's his name was also canceled. The guy with the trench coat.
The drench coat.
The drench. Yeah. The trench.
I'm always wet.
Yo,
I'm sopped.
Yeah, I forgot what he was. He was also DC, but they brought him back as kind of like on a couple episodes of Flash Arrow. But they never.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What's his name?
I don't know what's his power. Like, I don't know what you're trying to reference.
Matrix? No. He smokes cigarette. He's like very. He's kind of like a Lucifer type character.
He smokes a cigarette.
God, wham. No, I don't know. Fuck, I forgot his name.
He actually doesn't smoke cigarettes in The Blacklist.
And he wears like a trench coat and. Oh God! Wait.
All right, someone
I'll
just Google.
I'll figure it out.
People listening, just Google man wearing trench coat that smokes cigarette and is in DC, and then tell us what you get because that's what we're trying to talk about right now. session? Wait, what?
Who knows?
But anyway, so yeah.
Continue, I'll find it.
Okay. Moving on, though, because, like, yeah, whatever. Lucifer's getting renewed, and that's cool. Good job, Netflix. But Disney also is having a bidding war with Comcast to buy out Fox, and Comcast looks like it might be winning now.
Yeah, Comcast literally stepped in and is just like, no, fuck you.
Literally, I think it's like Disney put in a bid for like $52 billion, and then Comcast was like, all right, $65 billion. Like, they just upped it a couple bill, and they're like, yep, so now it's actually looking like Comcast is going to win out.
A couple bill.
Which, we were talking about this earlier, and I completely agree now. Like, I thought about it, and I'm like, I kind of agree, because at first it made more sense for Disney to buy out Fox, just because it's such a big, like, Disney pretty much runs everything and they make gold, so it would be awesome for certain, like, Fox characters to, like, have a better story and be portrayed better. But now I'm realizing that, like, Disney's not gonna make Deadpool movies. Disney's gonna try and continue to do the X-Men, which I don't think they should. I think, well, X-Men should die out at this point.
Someone asked about Deadpool a while back, and I think someone from Disney said, like, it would still be rated R. We would still do it.
But how can they do a Disney logo on something like that?
Well, Disney normally won't put their logo.
They won't at the beginning. It'll just, during the credits, it'll say it came from the studio. Yeah. That's all it'll say. I don't think that makes a difference. I don't think that would bother people.
I don't think it's going to bother people.
I'm not saying it's going to bother people.
I think it's more on Disney's end. They don't want
to
make rated
R. Look, at the end of the day,
what Disney tries to do.
But at the end of the day, even Star Wars movies, it technically comes from Disney, but you don't see it.
You don't see it until the end. You see Lucasfilms, and then at the end you see Disney.
I guess that's not what I'm trying really fixing.
No, I know what you mean.
I'm more saying it's like Disney has obviously made a specific type of look for their brand, so.
And it suits them. That's what Disney is. And in everybody's mind, that's what Disney is. So as much as I love Disney and love for them to like to get bigger and make more stuff, it's like I don't want them to own everything that I love. You know what I mean?
I want them to own me.
Disney stuff to be separate. I want them to own me.
I guess my point is, say, like, if you saw Deadpool merchandise in a store, it's not going to say Disney Deadpool. You know what I mean?
Right. But that's not what I'm really getting at. I'm more saying it.
I know what you mean.
The Disney Fox deal wasn't even like set in stone, because there are monopoly laws, and it is like, if it would come through, I think it would basically be the last thing Disney could buy on that scale, because they're coming dangerously close to owning a monopoly. Yeah. You know, to being a monopoly, like, that's, they can't own everything. You can't just dominate the market. I mean, can you imagine? Like, I think Disney, as we know them, would be completely gone if they owned everything.
They're going to buy DC eventually.
You think?
And I think they can buy DC. Yeah. I think they can do that.
Somebody's got to buy them and fix them.
I mean, it'll happen eventually. whether or not they fix themselves.
If it's not Disney, it'll be us.
We're going to buy DC?
Yeah, I'll email them. I'll throw in our bid for DC.
$10 for all
of
DC.
Ben Affleck's worth you.
And they, like, they're sitting in a conference room going, you know what? These people were offering $10 to just buy us out. You think we should do it? just get this off our hands.
And they're like, hey, Ben Affleck, the Miss the Bus people own you now. We threw you in to, like, sweeten the pot.
Just real quick, the character was John Constantine.
Oh, Constantine?
Yeah.
I do know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and I think he had, like, a season or two and it got canceled. And then
actually,
now
a lot of people loved that show.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, they brought him back. On
the trench coat
Flash.
Boy.
You guys remember?
I was thinking you were talking about Blade.
A while back, they made a movie, right? Wasn't it?
Constantine.
What's his name? Keanu Reeves played the character.
And what? I don't.
Right?
Are you talking about The Matrix?
No.
He's right.
Right?
Really?
Yeah, he played the movie version of him.
People low key really love that movie.
I like
people low key really love that show too.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, the character is back on Arrow,
Loose.
Flash, and. No, not Loose.
Oh.
The Loose Goose. But, yeah.
The Loose Goose.
Oh, man. So we went... Oh, okay. We were talking about Comcast. Wait, don't people hate Comcast?
Yes.
Okay, so like...
Yeah, I'm not saying Comcast buy them. I think Fox should just... Is Fox doing that bad? Why does Fox need to fucking sell anything? Why?
I don't know.
I don't think they do. I think it's the fact that Disney was like, we kind of want to buy you, right. So other places are being like,
right. And that's the thing. It's kind of like how we feel. Like, I think other big like studios out there don't want Disney to own everything either. Obviously, yeah. So
I don't know. It doesn't make a difference if they don't get Fox. They'll buy someone else. In my opinion, that's how I feel about it. And I don't know. I enjoy most of their movies, so at this point, I don't really give a shit.
Yeah.
If they buy some things and make some great movies,
Why not?
Great. You know what? That is the thing. At the end of the day, do we give a shit? As long as we're being entertained?
I don't give a shit because it's not like I can control it or make it different.
At the end of the day, your voice isn't going to make a difference. Disney's going to buy what they want to buy. But if you are just voicing your opinion, then yeah, I think it does kind of, you want some of your stuff to remain separate from, you don't want to all be coming from the same place. Like Disney has a feel to it.
They have a standard.
Right. And the standard part of it's good because for the most part, they won't release something that's subpar. But
yeah.
I think for me, darker things I don't think are going to work for Disney.
With Marvel things, I generally enjoy most of it, and I don't have like a huge emotional attachment to it. I feel like I do a little more now because I really loved Infinity War, but before that I didn't as much. But I would like to have more of an attachment to X-Men characters aside from Wolverine.
I agree.
So I don't know if they came and made a standard for X-Men movies and somehow coolly introduced them once the Avengers stuff was over. It could be cool, but. We'd have to just wait and see.
That's pretty much exactly what we're going to have to do.
I really want the Fantastic Four.
To be redone again?
I do, but like, because they could do them so right. I don't know, just like,
you know, in a way, what we've seen, The Incredibles is just kind of like the Fantastic Four.
I know, I've always thought that. I mean, yeah, but I don't know, I just...
If you think about it.
I want a John Krasinski and Emily Blunt Fantastic Four movie.
That would be great.
More than anything. So,
yeah.
We'll see. Anyways.
But yeah, moving on. So I think Matt has something to say about what, Warner Brothers?
Yeah, Warner Brothers is bringing back Looney Tunes, which is kind of cool if you liked Looney Tunes growing up.
I did.
This comes from IGN.
What about Baby Looney Tunes?
Let's keep that out.
I was into that shit.
I kind of liked that too.
I actually wasn't.
The days when I stayed home from school, dude.
Yeah.
Because that's it would come on at like 10. Baby Looney Tunes.
Yeah, it would come on at like 10 a.m.
Yeah,
and
but
stuff.
They would come on at the same time as I Love Lucy. So I would just always end up watching I Love Lucy.
But yeah, this comes from IGN. Basically, Warner Brothers Animation has announced that it will create a new series of short film cartoons starring the beloved Looney Tunes characters. Goes on to say it will feature the likes of Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Porky Pig, and other characters. They're going to start coming out next year. And be distributed amongst a ton of different platforms, digital, mobile, broadcast. I don't know. This is kind of cool if they end up being more like the classic Looney Tunes shows. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think Cartoon Network did like a revive of Looney Tunes a few years ago.
It was weird,
but it ended up just being one of their kind of like a Cartoon Network show. You know how their show they're just like kind of like off. I like some of those Cartoon Network shows, but.
It was like their
Looney Tunes version of that, so I don't know how much this will end up being something like that or its own thing or what it used to be. They say kind of like the shorts will range in length from 60 seconds to 6 minutes. They'll be all over the place. I think that's kind of cool.
That is cool.
I think we need more kind of like classic-ish cartoons
like that.
I miss
that a lot, actually.
Yeah. So yeah, I think that'll be fun. That's all.
I like it, but it always, I don't know, that kind of stuff. I was like super into Scooby-Doo when I was, I think we all love Scooby-Doo, but then whenever they started.
What about a pup named Scooby-Doo?
Well, that's the thing. Whenever they started making like the more modern versions of it, I hated it.
Well,
the
pup was just that he was young.
I'm not talking about that. Yeah. I'm talking about the actual
I know what you mean.
Scooby-Doo.
Right. Like, that's how I feel about certain things.
And
just
that's
like,
what I feel. I would be scared that they would do that to this.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
Look, at the end of the day, though.
You want to say at the end of the day.
Dude,
what
I say
at the beginning of the day. Of the day.
I say at the end of the day all
no,
the time.
No, I know. I'm just kidding.
No, I was just gonna say at the end of the day. These cartoons, though, they're not made for us anymore. You know, they're made for new generations of kids, and I'm sure people like our parents. Like, well, I guess some of the stuff we watched was the classic.
Well,
stuff,
no, for sure.
But new iterations of things, it's just not made.
It's
for,
not, and that the things that come on Cartoon Network and stuff like that, it's really not aimed at us anymore. But I think if they really just remade classic cartoons, that's something I'd throw on when I just, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I would love that. But I just hope they would do it.
That's what I'm saying. They say they want to make 1,000 minutes of new Looney Tunes. I mean, that's cool.
People are super mad about how the Ninja Turtles look now because they're making a new TV show, but it's the same thing. It's not made for us anymore.
Right.
It's a new style for like a younger generation of kids.
Yeah, let them go and do their thing. Kids will. Kids
I mean, we
like
don't have to like
stuff.
It if we want to go back and watch the old stuff.
Right
now,
and I agree with you. I think it's kind of stupid when adults get pissy about stuff like that. Like, oh, they're ruining Ninja Turtles, or if they're ruining Looney Tunes. It's like, no. At the end of the day, I think you can sit there and kind of want it to be good or be what you want. But if it's not, let it do its thing.
That's kind of what sucks about being a critic of any type of thing like that. Because I don't know, like we may hate something, but if like the stupid Michael Bay Ninja Turtles movies, lots of kids probably go see that and fucking love it.
Those movies don't need to be good.
That's
their
Ninja
so
Turtles, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
So, yeah.
Things that make certain people unhappy make other people really, really happy.
Yeah,
you always
got to
remember that.
We'll see what happens.
Speaking of unhappy, though, you want to talk about Luke Cage? Because they came out with the reviews for season two.
Wait, is it out? It's not out yet, right?
Yeah, it is.
Season 2 is out?
Yeah, it came out.
Oh, shit.
And have you seen the reviews for it?
No. It's bad?
Not good.
Fuck. Yeah.
I saw the IGN article said Luke Cage can't punch his way out of this one.
It said something like it just never gets its footing. And
yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, the thing is, the first season was never that great. I enjoyed it because I'm a sick fuck, I guess. But
if they don't cook that man again in season two.
I knew when I was watching Luke Cage, I knew it wasn't very good. But there was something about it. Maybe it's just the character and maybe it's just. Maybe I just like stupid things, but it wasn't that great. I just found it very entertaining. So maybe if I watch the second season, maybe I would enjoy this
too.
Sure.
It's probably watchable.
What were the reviews like really focusing on? Was it like the villain or just overall?
I just looked at the scores.
I just know its scores overall. It's not getting good scores. I didn't want to read the reviews in case I do watch it. Yeah. It's kind of like something like that was making so much noise that like, oh, it's getting bad reviews.
Because a lot of people, I mean, I wasn't a huge fan of the first season, but so many people actually were. So
I wasn't too fond of the first season. I mean, it was like a couple cool things, but
I was
overall,
fond of like the first three episodes.
It was all right to watch. Like I enjoyed some of it, but overall, like plot, just the pace, everything, even the finale, I was all right.
From what I read, they kind of made it seem like the second season still can't find its footing after all the Cottonmouth stuff, turning point in the first season.
I love Cottonmouth.
He was great. Yeah. That's when I stopped watching it.
He's got a mouth full of cotton, you know?
Moving on.
Please move on.
That wasn't even half good.
I know. I didn't. I obviously didn't try too hard on that.
You
one.
Had
got a mouthful of accountant. Accountant? No.
Accountant? He's an accountant.
I'm trying to fix my mic, and I misspoke while I was doing it.
Yeah. Sorry. Can y'all want to talk about the Netflix Telltale while I go find a Band-Aid? Because I just cut my finger really
Holy shit. yeah, because that's quick. Netflix is apparently really interested in adding some of these Telltale games to... Or at least, as of right now, they're just saying the Minecraft story mode Telltale game they'll put on Netflix. As I guess something that's that dumb. No matter what you're using, any remote it's going to work on.
Wait. It's going to be like a
It's going to be like a Telltale game. You know how they're basically like watching a show,
You
just yeah. So they've like reiterated no, we're not getting into gaming. I don't know how many of these Telltale games they'll do. It comes out at the same time as like Telltale and Stranger Things are being rumored to. There's being rumored to be a Stranger Things Telltale game too. And then you would imagine, okay, well maybe they'd put that on there as well. So I don't know. The Telltale games are weird. They have their audience, and so maybe they'll work on Netflix if it's just something like, oh, you can click on this and just play through it.
I don't really get the point of this.
Have you tried the
I think Netflix is just always trying to do something new, and they're probably just throwing this out there and fielding it and seeing like, oh, are people going to be interested in this? Are people going to think it's stupid? What's, you know, if people like it, we'll do more, and if they don't like it, this will be it. So
wow.
It's interesting at the least, but yeah, I don't know how well it's going to work out or how interested people are really going to be in it. Yep. Long term, so
I can't see it lasting too long.
I mean, if it's free, I guess that's
what's the thing. I'm sure they're gonna work on it. They're gonna throw it up on Netflix, and it'll stay there forever. And it's just gonna be like, do a lot of people get into this? We'll make more, and if not, no. So,
yep,
it's its thing. It's whatever.
Yeah. So, God, there's just not much news that's like that exciting this week.
This week, right? Yeah.
I think it's just like everything's been taken over by E3.
Yeah, for the most part.
I guess we can actually move on to video games because we wanted to talk about each of us are going to say like what our favorite thing from E3 was. So I don't know if you want to start off, boy.
I guess I will. I had like all my notes on my laptop, which just died and I put it on the charger. But from what I remember, I just had some comments to say about the Spider-Man game we're getting. I don't know if many people are aware, but this wasn't obviously mentioned in E3. But for all the people that pre-order the game, we're still getting a reveal in July for, I guess you could call it like an action figure / I don't know, like a mini statue, whatever that comes with the game. Because they never revealed, apparently.
Oh, they haven't said what it is yet.
Okay, so they showed half of it. They showed like the actual, like, they showed Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently whatever he's on, like whatever he's supposed to be standing on, they haven't revealed. I'm guessing it's going to be something exciting. He's standing on Doc Ock.
He's standing on one of Doc Ock's shoulders. And then they put a trench coat on and a hat, and then they go and try and get into R-rated movies together.
Well, you know what?
I'm in a trench coat.
I hope that's not the case. That'll be a fucking shit reveal. But so that's coming. Another suit is coming because so far we've seen the
Iron Spider.
The Iron Spider, and I forgot what the other suit was, but
is the regular Homecoming one in it?
No, I don't think
it's
so.
Not.
No.
Oh, that's lame.
But
I'm sure it will end up being in it. They probably just haven't announced
it
yet.
Yeah, they might announce it or whatever. I mean, no, there's a lot of suits that you could play with, but I'm talking about for anybody that pre-ordered the game, there's three suits that come with the pre-order. Okay. Yeah, so me. But I forgot who released this video, but it was like I guess you could say a leak, but I mean I think a lot of people have seen it by now. It's Spider-Man playing like an open world map or whatever of the game, and apparently it's like huge, and it's set in New York, and it's set in the current New York from the Avengers movies.
Oh,
and the
really?
Current like yeah, the current so you see the what was it? There was three structures like from the movie. There was the Doctor Strange, I forgot what they call it. The like his lair.
Doctor Strange's lair?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Doctor Strange's lair.
Right, right on. No. What the fuck did they call it? I forgot. Like in the movie. The Magic Emporium.
Mr. Magorium's Magic said.
Mr.
And the actual like Avengers headquarters or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, that's in the game. Or not their headquarters, but their location in New York.
Yeah.
That's in the game.
The tower?
Yeah, the tower. The Avengers Tower's in the game. But apparently it's not going to be like exactly the same. And then I guess like something from the Black Panther. I'm not sure if
Wakanda
it's
Wakanda
like,
in general?
Wakanda's going to be in New York. Yeah, like on one of the corners. You could just kind of like jump through one of the sewers and you're in Wakanda. But
There you are.
But no, I mean, I haven't watched the video yet, but yeah, from everything I read, apparently the map is fucking huge.
That's just so exciting, which is awesome, because we get that game so soon.
I know,
too.
And just like, I mean, obviously there's going to be a lot to do and a lot of missions and stuff, like side missions, but I've always, like, I was a huge fan of just fucking, you know, swinging around and like, just kind of taking everything in.
Oh yeah, and from everything people have said, the swinging around is like amazing in this
awesome
one.
Yeah, so the fact that the map is like that huge and everything,
yeah, I've heard it's crazy how good the game actually feels,
right? Yeah, so that's my
Spidey was your number one.
Spidey was my number one, yeah,
which is no surprise.
Thank you.
He's
you know what shock us every once in a while.
Oh my god, guys.
Why?
Incredibles 2, the Lego game.
Oh,
you bought it?
Yeah.
I did. It's coming in Tuesday.
Whoa, that noise.
I ordered off of Amazon because it was like not a lot cheaper. It was $46, $47 instead of $60 plus tax.
I might get it on Switch.
Yeah, I was going to say, I kind of want
to. I was going to get it on Switch, but.
You don't have one?
I don't have a Switch yet. And I want to fucking. Dude, we need Apple Watches.
I know.
I mean, I
want to
get
do.
One soon.
We need
so,
to buy them. Like,
so
now.
I want to get that first and then the Switch. So we'll see. So I just got it for PS4.
Nice.
Yeah, we'll see how things
go. I know.
Go.
I'm excited about that too because I heard really good things about that game.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah. And I mean, the fact that it's Incredibles 1 and 2 in one game and then you get to like kind of customize your own characters. So we'll
I'm
see
sure
how it
the city will be very open up, like or, like whatever areas you can go to.
Oh, you're talking about like in the Incredibles?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm excited. Anyways.
Okay, yeah.
On.
So. I'll say my fave. Actually, I cheated and I put two favorites from E3.
Oh my god.
I know. Everybody kicked me out.
What a fucking
cheat. Wow.
But I put my two as Death Stranding and Cyberpunk.
Oh.
Because actually, there's a lot that I'm like super excited about. But Death Stranding, like.
Wait, which one are you more excited for?
I think Death Stranding,
okay.
Honestly, which is funny because I've heard like nonstop amazing things about Cyberpunk. And you didn't get to see like much gameplay for that, but I heard people talking about what they did through the
game. Is there any gameplay of it online that you can watch?
What?
For Cyberpunk 2077.
I'm pretty sure
No, it was all behind closed doors.
Yeah.
So
none of it got posted online.
No. So all I've heard was what people said, and apparently with the gameplay they got to do, it was all during the day. But the city they're in is literally called like Night City, I think.
Oh.
So, and they said how amazing it looked during the day, so you can only imagine how much better it's going to look
at night. Yeah.
Which I feel like that whole world just seems amazing, and everybody's been waiting so long for this game, so the hype around it, and the fact that it's pretty much like, if you go anywhere on the internet, it's everybody's like game of the conference.
Right, like everybody's excited for it. That's awesome, dude. I really hope it lives up to the hype.
Yeah, but I'm like
super
into Death Stranding, because I rewatched the trailer like 5 times that they showed at E3, and the music that they use for it, it's so good. And then it's the fact that you just don't even really know what the hell, like there's this baby butt at some point, and then and then it's
butt,
like
that's a highlight.
And then you're just like, the umbilical cord, it's like, is the umbilical cord attached to the human? And then it's like, it gives him life, and you don't know anything about it.
I think even when that game comes out, we're still not gonna understand what it's about until we actually
well, they have that little like crab lights
it like detects
flash.
I think it detects the aliens.
Well, it's like aliens, but then it's also like, are those the like dead somethings that like we don't know anything about? And then the boy starts getting sucked into the mud, dirt, the goo, and it just I don't know. It's just so much about that movie that I just called it a movie.
I mean,
but
it looks
it does
it
look
looks
like a movie.
Like
that's what looks
sci-fi
so amazing.
Movie.
But It just looks super interesting to me, and everything I'm hearing about all these games. I don't know. I'm just so excited.
I hope we get it somewhat soon.
2020.
That's what's so upsetting about these games too. It's at least for Spidey, like we know it's coming soon, so you can be like even more excited about it. But for these, it could be years.
You never know.
So is that your official? Like y'all are officially saying 2020.
See, I don't.
Oh, I just got a notification. From Amazon.com. Your Prime order of Lego. Incredible.
It's canceled.
Fuck that.
We threw it in the trash.
I mean, yeah, it could be longer. I'm more just being optimistic. It wouldn't surprise
me. My optimistic answer would be 2020 because there's no way it's 2019.
Well, because they've showed it at E3 the past, two years? So I feel like next year would be right. It's the third time or fourth time they'd be showing it.
I just feel like Kojima has such ambitions with this.
Yeah.
And that's great. And I want him to follow all of it. But I think if you give him complete free reign, he could go on forever making
it's also
this
the
game.
First game he's doing without Konami.
Right.
So
that's what I'm saying. I think
he's helming it.
Right. And they've just let him loose, basically, which again is great. But
yeah.
It's great because it's you can tell he's trying to turn this into a masterpiece.
I just really think
you're waiting so long
to make it. You could spend forever working on a game. You could spend 10 years working on a game. You know what I mean? So it could be a long time.
Look at Kingdom Hearts. So. Yeah.
That's a whole other fucking topic.
But yeah, so those are my favorite.
Yeah, this is how we know that Sony killed it, because three of their big four are our best E3. Yeah, mine's The Last of Us Part 2. And it's really just everything they showed about that game looks so fucking incredible. It looks like a video game on an entirely different scale that we've seen. And we kind of talked about, is everything that we actually saw, is that going to be part of the gameplay and everything? And I think the how cinematic the combat and everything looks, that will. So excited to see and play a game like that. On top of just it was an 11 or 12 minute gameplay demo, but it looked awesome. It was everything about it was just done so well. It was so tight from the actual cutscenes we saw to the actual just Ellie running through the woods. And they kind of came out this week and confirmed that, or they say, who knows, that Ellie's going to be the only playable character in the game.
I don't believe it.
I think she will be. I'm not saying there won't be a part of this game where you play as Joel.
And that's what I mean.
Right. I think there'll be something towards the end. Who knows?
Because it was just in the first one. When Joel gets sick, you play as Ellie for a little bit.
So yeah, the same thing could happen again. I wouldn't be surprised by that. But I kind of like that direction. I think Ellie's such an interesting character. And I think if this is her story and it's about all this, really cool. What they say the theme of this movie is,
hate.
It's hate.
Yeah,
I think
you just said movie too.
You did,
which is funny because it's funny because these video games are so movie like at this point.
I think for what they're doing with The Last of Us, it makes sense that the first one would be about Joel, and the second one would be about Ellie. I don't know.
It just makes sense. I don't think they'll make a third one. I think that they're going to do this, and this is going to be the end of the story.
I think that's why they called it part two.
And that's why I think that this game could once again, it could live up to the first game. You know what I'm saying?
Because in the trailer, too, the girl says something to Ellie, your old man, something, something to me, or was hard on me earlier, or something like that. It makes it seem like either, I don't know, it's like, is in that future, is Joel alive?
Yeah,
was that future just a perfect world she's imagining, or you don't really know?
I think the
whole game is going to be a flashback. And she's going to be in the future at that dance, and it's going to be flashing back to everything that's happened.
You think so?
Yeah,
I guess it could.
And I think Joel is going to die 100%.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But yeah, I'm super pumped for it. I really hope we get it next year. That'd be great. I'm itching to play this. So.
I still really hope Joel is a big part of this game. I feel like he has to be.
We'll see.
It would be very. It wouldn't be bad because I get it. It should be about Ellie, but I don't know.
Yeah, that's me though. That's mine.
All right, Ty.
Yeah, I mean, my favorite one was Smash. To the listeners out there, if y'all listened to all the E3 stuff we did, or if you haven't, you should. I mean, everything they showed for Smash was amazing. All characters back.
It's exactly what everybody wants.
I mean, it's literally my dream game. Smash is one of my favorite series. And every time they make a new one, I always get a little upset when characters are cut. Everything I could have asked for and more. I don't really have. I don't know. I don't even know.
No, that's
good.
They can be short. I mean, these are the games we were the most impressed by.
Yeah.
So
I thought the trailer was so hype. How they showed all the different stuff for the new characters. I mean, you could argue it went on for a while, but it was just hype. It was just really awesome.
Right. No, I agree. And it's just that, like we said before, this will be the Smash game that I think just lasts and lasts and lasts.
And they'll probably support
they'll keep adding DLC for it and everything. So, yeah, I can't wait for it. Yeah. And we get it really soon.
I almost put Kingdom Hearts 3 as my number one, but I got the most excited during Smash.
Yeah, I wanted Kingdom Hearts to be my number one, but...
It was more just like the weirdness of some of the sound stuff with the trailers and the fact that we
I just don't think they did a great job presenting it. Yeah. So that would almost be
I wanted someone to talk about the game.
Right.
And with Smash, they talk about
it. I wanted
to
see like a little bit more of just like steady gameplay instead of just a trailer. And I've been saying I wanted like a cutscene trailer for a long time, so I'm glad we got one of them, but I didn't really want three of them. And I didn't want them instead of like like a full gameplay demo. So.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah.
I don't even think we had much else to talk about with games just because everything got covered so much with E3.
Right,
yeah. It did.
Yeah, God, what a good conference, though.
It was great.
I loved
it. E3 this year
kicked
ass.
This one was awesome. But yeah, so I think this pretty much wraps up everything we wanted to talk about.
Yeah. Yep. It sure did.
Yep.
Are we doing honorable mentions?
Well, we don't really have much.
Yeah. And we're going kind of long now.
Wait, what's
we're along
what's
in the tooth, as they say.
Oh, we're over an hour already. We're at 105.
Did you want to throw out real quick?
Wait, real quick. No, because my friend actually just texted me. It's weird. He just wanted me to shout him out because I never told him.
Happy birthday.
Right, happy birthday.
Wow,
I never do. Like with my friends, I never do. So
you
he's
never
like,
tell them happy
nope,
birthday.
I don't.
Great
or
friend.
Even text him or anything. So to Kareemans, they just turned 23. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Shout out,
man. It's your birthday. Yeah.
Yep. Oh, and Mosala.
Tell him what
also.
He knows.
He turned 26.
Your boy?
Yeah, my boy. He turned 26.
Yeah, he's probably not too happy.
Nope. Yeah. That's okay. Next two games, we got it.
Yeah,
we'll
see.
Yeah.
World Cups, you know?
Yep, World Cup season. All right.
But anyway, so this has been Miss the Bus, as you know, guys. Thank you for listening to us all the time because we appreciate it. We love all of you just as much as you probably, hopefully, like us. Don't forget to follow us on all of our social medias at Miss the Bus Pod and go listen to us on iTunes and SoundCloud at Miss the Bus. Please, please give us ratings and give us...
Please!
That's my beg. Give us 5 stars because we super appreciate you guys for that. But other than that, hasta la vista, babies.
Thank you.